So delighted to say that we can now talk the latest Donegal Athletics success. We're going to go the whole way to Macedonia, where we are joined by Aaron Friel, who won a bronze medal this morning at the European Youth Olympics in the 400 metres. Aaron, how are you doing? Many congratulations, Aaron. That bronze, I'm looking at you here, that bronze medal suits you, so it does.
Thank you so much. I still can't believe it. It's just the best feeling ever to be coming away from here with the medal.
Yeah. Listen, you ran superbly in that race. And before we actually talk about the race, obviously you went out there. Was your expectation going out there to get yourself on the podium, was it, Aaron?
Well, I was kind of, everyone was asking me my goals going out, and I just said my goal was to make the final. So that was the first step, but I knew myself my goal was to come away with the medal. I woke up every morning since the day I got the standard and thought about winning a medal. And to have come out here and done that is just, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Tell us about the race, because you were fighting with the Polish athlete coming towards the close there, the closing 100 metres, and you knew that you had to work hard if you were going to get your hands in that bronze.
The race was a good race, but it was tough. I think when I hit about 150 to go was where I started feeling it, felt the burn in my legs, but all I could think about was my coach Catherine telling me to drive my arms, and I did, and even though I could feel nothing, I was driving them as hard as I could. But I knew going into the final, as soon as I made the final, I didn't want to know anyone else's times. I didn't want to know anything about them. I just wanted to go out and run my own race because I knew it was going to be a stacked final. So I didn't think there was any point. I just wanted to go out and run my own race. And I think that's exactly what I did. And I had the best time doing it.
Brilliant. And you had to contend with the warm weather as well. It was seriously hot this morning.
It was. It was very warm, but thing you can't really control them things, so you just have to get it out of your head and deal with it.
Yeah. We've also got Dermot McGranahan, a Fun Valley man who's out there as part of the Athletics Ireland coaching team. You're the coach for AI for this event, Dermot. Obviously you were on track site along with the rest of the members of the Irish team today watching this performance by Aaron, which was very, very impressive, Dermot.
Yeah, so I can listen, even before you would get to the track, you know, I was along with Aaron all day yesterday, and obviously they're heating one thing another. We're very mindful of, you know, maybe back home, the heat out here is incredible. Erin handled it so, so well. She, you know, I said to her, do you want to step outside? And she went out, she came back in again. She, you know, even for the final this morning, it was 36 degrees this morning at 9 o'clock, whatever the final was. But the way she handled it, she didn't want to know who was in the race. You know, a couple of messages for coming all the time from her coach. Listen, all I was doing was making sure everything was all right. She went through a warm-up, but her attitude towards the whole thing is incredible. Not only is she a good athlete, she's just a real good girl. She's one of these people that has a massive, massive future ahead of her. She's just so, she's smiling all the time. She's listening to everybody. She's hugging everybody, no matter how they do. And she's taking all the credit away from herself as such and her family out here. It's just an amazing occasion for her, you know. So we're all very, very proud of her, you know. So, yes, it's so important to be here for her. Her mum, her whole family, and dad, whole family out here. Her granny's out here, and her three great aunts out here, two great aunts out here. And, you know, the celebrations afterwards, Oisin, was incredible. And love, even like I've been away a good bit, to see it as a local girl getting on that podium, getting her medal, and going up there and showing to her family is incredible, you know.
Yeah, a fantastic achievement. And listen, Aaron, you have put in the hard graft along with your coach, Catherine McDevitt, who we have to mention, back at Letterkenny AC, and all the work that you two have put in with each other, all those hours, endless hours that you spent together, the hard work has now paid off.
It definitely has. She'll never know how grateful I am for her, because I don't think anyone actually fully knows how much work she puts into me. All day, every day, she is thinking of me and she's doing stuff that's going to benefit me. And we've had some tough times, like some of the times I'd be at the side of the track throwing up, and she's just there beside me saying, you know, it'll all be worth it. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it will be, but she, honestly, I have so much trust in her. So I knew coming out here that she had me well prepared, and there was no reason I couldn't come away with the medal. The way she has me set for this, I knew I could do it.
Yeah. She knew you could do it, and you done it today. You got your medal, and it was fully deserved. But listen, the year's not over, Dermot, because you're looking after the Athletics Ireland relay team, which is coming up towards the end of the summer, and you're going to have Aaron back on track.
Yeah. So once again, we're back. We come back on Sunday night, Sunday by lunchtime or 3 o'clock, whatever it is. Preparing then, we're heading off to, where are we going to? We're going to Tampere in Finland, yeah, for the European Under 20. So, yeah, another big, big occasion. We have a team, probably about 40 athletes. The selections is today, actually, for that. So, yeah, ahead of that, we have, as I say, the relay squad, and Aaron's very much part of that relay squad. So, and, you know, playing a very, very key role in that. So, unfortunately for Aaron, the training must continue for another week or 10 days, you know. So, yeah, looking really, really looking forward to that as well, Ashin, you know.
Okay. Listen, Dermot, many thanks for joining us. And Aaron, to you, we send our best congratulations, because it's a fantastic achievement to win a medal at a big competition. And you're out there representing Letterkenny AC and representing Donegal and, of course, representing Ireland. And you now have a medal in your back pocket to take home. So, listen, enjoy the next couple of hours and the next number of days and savour the occasion and take it all in. And once again, very well done, Aaron.
Thank you so much. And to everyone, the support means so much. I'm so grateful for it all.